Hey, I'm Dami, and this is Color. You've probably heard this said before, that a person's true character is revealed by what he or she does when nobody's looking. As usual, I have a story for you, but first I gotta give you a backstory. So I went to boarding school in Ibadan, Nigeria. I shared a room with 9 other girls, and of course, having lived together for extended periods of time, we soon started to rub off on each other. So we'd have like similar characteristics, mannerisms, similar interests, because again, we'd spent a lot of time together. At home, my parents would never let me watch MTV, like never. I never listened to secular music, like Ja Rule. Who is Ja Rule? Like, I had no clue who, I mean, I had a clue who Alicia Keys was. I guess she was okay for some reason, but Ja Rule, Jay-Z, these guys were not up my alley at all. So I was quite shielded until I got into boarding school. And as Nigerians would say, I started to grow wings. I started growing wings. That means that, like, now you have wings, you feel like you can fly and just not abide by rules. No, right? But anyways, not sure if that's applicable in this story, but it just was the case once I got to boarding school. It just means I had a lot more access than I did while I was at home. So one evening, my friend and I, let's call her Kay, were discussing, like, clearly we were discussing something that was, like, super important and very heated, because, like, within minutes, I grabbed these two pieces of clothing. Let's say I think about a pink top and khaki pants, threw it on, and less than 30 seconds later, here is me. But here am I, rapping. I had never said a word of rap before, like a line of rap. Like, what did I know about rap? But here I was rapping. Clearly, it was in my subconscious somehow. So I'm rapping. I was suddenly Missy Elliott, and the room had suddenly become, you know, an MTV clip or something. So I started rapping, and suddenly I scream an F word amidst my rap. Immediately, without hesitation, I took off the clothes. Kay burst out laughing, and that's because both her and I were shocked. Like, Dami had never said a curse word up until that moment. Now, I want to tell you something. That is just fact. Environments, interests, people can change you. But you must always stay true to who you are. Otherwise, you'd become like the person and lose yourself in the process, right? You don't want that. Like, you want to be your authentic self. And you can only do that when, one, you're aware of who that authentic self is. And two, you kind of guard what you see, you hear, and what you're saying, right? You just want to protect that so you can stay true to yourself. So music may not have, you know, such a strong effect on you, but experiences and emotions can. Like, for example, one thing that's my pet peeve is I send a message on WhatsApp and people don't respond for like 2 days. And this is like 4 years ago. I realized that I started to do that just because I felt burnt by it. And sometimes when you feel burnt by something, you start to act the exact same way just because you're sort of getting back to the people that do it to you in a weird way. You may not realize that what you're doing is you're adapting that new character and the thing that people liked about you, where you would respond within maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes, you're not doing anymore because now you've taken on this new habit of not responding for 2 to 3 days just because you were burnt by it. That's not you. So you don't have to take those kind of things on. Like, you don't have to embrace or imbibe a new character just because you're burnt by that character, or, you know, be reshaped by something that's not going to make you better, right? So if anybody ever offends you, never ever treat them the way they've treated you. When you're listening to certain things, make sure that it's things that you, that edify you and not, you know, change you in a way that you're not going to like. Right? If you start to take on characters that are not you or you don't particularly like, you might as well just become that person and, you know, forget who you are and just say, you know what, I'm now Jacqueline Johnson or something, right? You're now that person. You're no longer who you are. So I want to tell you, I want to encourage you to protect your character. Don't shift like shadows or waver like the wind. Remain undiluted and only reform for growth's sake. Only for growth's sake, okay? Only for that. Hey, don't leave. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Brand New Thing. Okay? Okay?